Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, June 19th, 2025, and we have a great mix of nonprofit headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Boca Teen Twins collected more than 10,000 pounds of cereal for Boca Helping Hands during annual cereal drive. Cereal for All, organized by twin brothers Jet and Luke Justin, collected 10,856 pounds of cereal for Boca Helping Hands, providing approximately 100,000 bowls of cereal. The 17-year-old twins from Boca Raton aim to engage young people in fighting hunger, partnering with schools and businesses nationwide. Their efforts have provided over 500,000 bowls of cereal to those in need. Recognized by U.S. Congressman Jared Moskowitz and Boca Raton Mayor Scott Singer, the twins continue to make a difference in their community. For more information, contact Suzanne Javizian at Boca Helping Hands.
Ashby Pond's predictable costs provide freedom, value, and peace of mind. Frank Doe and Donna Shelton chose Ashby Ponds, an Erickson senior living community in Ashburn, VA, for its predictable costs and financial benefits. The monthly service package at Ashby Ponds covers maintenance, utilities, meals, amenities, and more in one bill, providing over 90% of seniors with the predictability they desire. The community's 90% refundable entrance fee and diverse range of residences make living at Ashby Ponds accessible and valuable. Residents like Frank and Donna enjoy a worry-free lifestyle with time for hobbies and interests, thanks to the community's amenities and clubs. Most importantly, Ashby Ponds offers a home-for-life guarantee, ensuring that eligible residents will never be asked to leave due to financial hardship. Invest in your future self at Ashby Ponds and live your retirement to the fullest. Q&A with Courtney Carhor, co-founder of Scientific Adventures for Girls, inspiring the next generation of women in STEM. Courtney Carhor, co-founder of Scientific Adventures for Girls, is dedicated to expanding access to STEM careers for girls and underserved youth in California's Bay Area. Recently named Nonprofit of the Year in California, SAFG aims to challenge early gender stereotypes and redefine the future of science and technology. Moving forward, Carhor plans to scale their impact by reaching more communities and supporting educators in providing hands-on STEM learning in every Title I school. Policy changes should mandate hands-on STEM time in elementary schools and fund direct programming to address gender inequities and ensure early exposure to STEM. Investments in K-6 STEM education are crucial, as research shows one-third of girls lose interest in science by fourth grade. An equitable funding model should focus on underserved communities, provide free programming at school sites, and include diverse curriculum and staffing to engage all students in STEM activities. Private sector funders and engaged citizens can help close the STEM equity gap by making financial investments, volunteering in classrooms, and developing industry-specific lesson plans to support programs like SAFG. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.